The multinational oil company ExxonMobil has been widely criticised for funding groups that promote scepticism about climate change. But in Sydney 2 weeks from now, it's not climate sceptics the energy giant will be funding, but journalists. ExxonMobil is the principal sponsor of the Walkley Media Conference, a week-long event aimed at media and PR professionals. Critics have told PM that the partnership is an alarming and fundamental conflict of interest. Jess Hill has this report.
The Walkley Foundation was created to advance the interests of professional and ethical journalism in Australia. The Foundation's inaugural four-day media conference is due to begin in a fortnight. The principal sponsor of the conference is the multinational oil company ExxonMobil.
I was really shocked when I actually saw that they were the gold sponsor.
Wendy Bacon is the director of the Centre for Independent Journalism at the University of Technology in Sydney.
I actually think it's quite inappropriate that our union, but also the Walkley organisation that's running the conference, should choose an organisation that's been very clearly identified with greenwashing and funding groups which are promoting scepticism about climate change.
As a PR person, I'd be raising questions about the optics of it. It doesn't look good.
Jim Hoggan is the president of Canadian public relations firm Hoggan & Associates and author of Climate Cover-Up, The Crusade to Deny Global Warming.
It's certainly ironic because on one hand, you have this conference that's looking at building the skills, the very skills that these front groups manipulate in order to create this story or this narrative about there being some kind of debate about whether or not climate change is happening within the scientific community. That's basically just made up.
Last week, The Australian reported that in the last financial year, ExxonMobil gave $1.75 million to public policy groups that promote doubt about climate change, including some that lobbied against a global emissions agreement at the Copenhagen Climate Summit.
Now, obviously, conferences need corporate sponsorship, given the lack of public funding, often that's necessary. I can see Qantas, for example, is funding the air travel. I can accept that, but not an organisation that's actually not only funded these organisations, but also then said they weren't anymore and denied it. But according to a recent report in The Australian and my own research now, they have actually continued to fund groups. So I can only say I think it's inappropriate, an underlying conflict of interest as well, and I would be surprised if many of those attending the conference and some of the other sponsors aren't actually aware of that at this stage.
Christopher Warren is the director of the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, the union group that runs the Walkley Foundation.
I think journalists do understand that if you want to do things, then you need to find support to do them. And I think that most people would grasp that it's actually a good thing that organisations are prepared to engage with journalism on the issues that matter to us: transparency, freedom of speech, public responsibility. And I think that we're able to ensure that our principles are kept clean in any of our relationships with any of our partners.
Do you feel at all concerned that ExxonMobil is criticised for doing exactly the opposite of what the Walkley Foundation says they're trying to promote?
But that's a matter for Exxon to respond to.
Well, isn't that a matter for you to respond to?
No.
Do you accept that some of that criticism may be levelled at you, though, for partnering with that organisation for a media conference?
No, I don't.
What do they get in return for their support?
Well, some of those arrangements are obviously commercial in confidence, but they'll be attending our conference and they'll be obviously hopefully learning many of the principles and matters that we'll be talking about at our conference. I've got enough confidence to think that journalists' principles are not going to be compromised by who they might happen to have a cup of coffee with.
Tricia Perkins is the Public and Government Affairs Manager for ExxonMobil.
Well, I think we're interested in sponsoring all things that point towards excellence. And this year, the theme, I believe, is the importance of telling a good story. And so we're always very interested in hearing about how a powerful narrative can help.
Wendy Bacon says the foundation should choose its partners more carefully.
A really big obstacle confronting us is the role of spin, in relation to the environment, the role of greenwashing, but altogether the role of public relations in trying to determine that message. And here, you know, they've got a situation where the major sponsor, the gold sponsor of the conference, is deeply involved with greenwashing.
Wendy Bacon, Director of the Centre for Independent Journalism at the University of Technology in Sydney, ending Jess Hill's report.